That was the definition of grinding it out, that's for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest.
No. You know, but there's still a lot of good things. We battled hard structure-wise. We were good in the game. Obviously, penalty kill was huge for us tonight. And, you know, I thought in particular the play of our defensemen, really impressed.
Has anything changed with the penalty kill, or is this just the waves of the season?
I think that there's been sort of a better focus and purpose going out on the ice. You know, I kind of link it all the way back to that Detroit game. I know that there was a meeting and guys have really gone out. They've been really battling and just kind of gotten back on the same page of how we're supposed to be going out there and doing the job. And let's not kid ourselves. And the one thing I didn't point to was Ilya, you know, in his game tonight. But, you know, whenever your goalie's, you know, giving your performances like that, your penalty kill is going to be better.
Did you see Ilya giving it back to the fans?
I did. I don't know that he wasn't. He was just encouraging it. I mean, I was in the lunch line with him yesterday, and I heard him doing the same chant. So he was, he likes that stuff.
But since the deal, he's been very sound.
What you saw tonight is what we've seen consistently game after game. You know, again, just very calm in the net. Making a lot of very tough saves look easy. You know, a lot of loose pucks, a lot of pucks that were kind of thrown towards the front of the net that were either redirected or that were loose around the net that he was able to swallow up and control and you know, give us a chance to settle things down.
Do you feel like, you know, a couple of the guys in the room said that this was kind of a trap game and that they were worried going into it?
It was, we were worried about this game for sure. I mean, you know, going all year, really, we haven't been very good in this first game of back-to-backs for whatever reason. You know, we knew that coming in, and you know, I knew that Winnipeg was going to play hard. They're playing hard. I've watched their games, and they're playing well. They're playing well for Paul right now, and you know, so I knew that they were going to come with you know, with a really real strong push tonight. You know, we did a lot of good things in our battle and in our defensive game, but our execution wasn't good enough for sure.
From where you've come at the beginning of last month to where you are now, you know, a whisker from the playoffs. Yeah. You know, how did this happen, and how satisfying is it?
Well, one thing that's been huge is, you know, you asked me the question right after the Olympic break about our road play and how important that was going to be. And let's not kid ourselves. I mean, we got back to 500 on the road tonight. We went into a lot of tough buildings, you know, and I give our guys a lot of credit for the way that we battled, you know, on the road. And we've been, I would say, a little bit up and down at home. But I think that the last game should serve as a reminder of how we should play. And as long as we continue that, then we'll continue to go in the right direction.
Was there any concern only generating four shots in the third, maybe not quite getting that?
Well, I think all night our execution wasn't very good, you know, and we know that. I mean, but when you can win games, you know, you can win games when you get good goaltending, when you get good special teams. I mean, I know it didn't count as a power play goal, but right as time expired and our penalty kill was very good, you know, we played a strong structured game and gave ourselves a chance to defend. You can win games where you're not completely at your best, and you know, we battled hard. It wasn't perfect, and we know that we have to be better, and that's about it.
I know it was 7 months ago, but John Blum's game compared to the last time he was in this building to now, I mean, just seems like you're confident.
I was really pleased with his game. I thought he played a real – might have been the best game that he's played for us as far as I'm concerned. I remember his first game in Detroit was real strong too. But, you know, for me at both ends of the ice, I really liked his D-zone. I liked he was physical tonight. And, you know, obviously his execution definitely helps us.
Have you now thought about what you're going to do these last three games? I know that you're not there yet. But
yeah, not there yet. Yeah. We'll meet on the way home and figure out what we need for tomorrow. And then, but no, not there yet.
One more?
Does it make it more difficult because even if a couple points behind the LA Kings, the fact that it won't change the playoff matchup, does that factor into the last three games at all?
Until we have an X beside our name, until we've, you know, put ourselves in the best position heading in, you know, until we feel that our game is where we need it to be heading into the playoffs, then we're not focused on anybody but ourselves right now. And I think that's what's real important for us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. Thanks.